Blog Talk Radio.
Mojuba Asheda, Mojuba Aluwa Mi, Apolabi Pega, Mojuba Araba Mi, Adesanya Awuyade, Mojuba Ogute Compound Ode Remo, Mojuba Baba, Mojuba Yeye, Mojuba Egun, to all the God children, Mojuba Egun, to all the Babalawos, the Ears, Mojuba Egungun, to all the chiefs, Mojuba Egungun, to all the Awos, Mojuba Egungun, to all those that are listening, who are tuned in. We give praise and thanks to the Most High. We say Ashe, 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 Ashe-o.
Ashe-o, everyone. This is Queen Tahira. This is a Sign of the Times. Sign of the Times is brought to you by the UAC, the United African Coalition for Justice and Human Rights. We began the UAC after the unjust Zimmerman verdict of July 2013, and every Sunday, we invite you to participate in our weekly conference calls that take place at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number to dial is area code 712-432-1500, and the access code is 220 981 pound. Again, every Sunday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please join our weekly conference calls. They take place at the area code 712-432-1500, access code 220981 pound. We also ask that you please support our sponsors, Manhood Raising Culture, on the World Wide Web is manhoodraiseculture.com, as well as Unity Design, and Unity is spelled UNITEE design.com on the World Wide Web, as well as on Facebook. So tonight we have joining us Sister Dara Folden of the Free Alabama Movement and the Mississippi Bells. So Sister Dara, if you're on the line, please push 1 so that I can bring you into queue. In the meantime, between time, we're going to check out a little bit from one of our sponsors, Unity Design. You're listening to Sign of the Times with Queen Tahira. We will be right back.
Put this on YouTube.
Yeah.
You heard this, dude.
I believe our greatest need as a people is to educate our youth. I believe that we need to move from all of the individuals and groups who are doing great things in their communities to uplift kids through better education, but we need to move from fragmentation to consolidation to coalition. They are simply products that help to create awareness.
Anytime you can put a symbol on a t-shirt that symbolizes unity, that's what we're doing.
Something for people to rally around. I use the colors of red, black, and green to reconnect African-American youth with their culture. How do you know where you're going if you don't know where you've been and what you've been through as a people? At best, we are strongest together. And in that sense, I am driven and passionate about talking to as many people and groups all over this country who, again, want to help to maximize the mission, want to help to move forward our kids with better educational opportunities.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is Sign of the Times with Queen Tahira. Thank you for joining us. Peace, Sister Dara. How are you?
Peace and blessings, Sister Tahira. How are you?
I'm fine, sis. Hanging in there, staying positive despite the obstacles and hoops we have to jump through sometimes just to keep any type of movement that represents us going. But I'm all good. What's going on in your neck of the woods?
Well, currently, I've relocated. I'm back in Atlanta. I'm still working with the movement. Still part of the struggle, still fighting, you know. We're working on some new developments here with the Free Alabama Movement in conjunction with Mississippi. You know, we've had to kind of take a break here because we have, you know, suffered a great loss here. You know, you were asking about Brother Ray, when we were online the other day. And so, you know, we're kind of like, you know, trying to rebuild and everything since we have taken a loss with Brother Way. I won't say taken a loss, but they've tried to snatch him away from us, needless to say. And we're not going to stand for that, of course. You know, we still have our brother in support, you know, and we're going to make sure that he's going to be okay. And, you know, we're still going to push for it with this movement because it is definitely necessary that we continue to push forward because we are dealing with a very serious situation here, and that is the loss of our black men due to mass incarceration. And so we cannot continue to back down nor let down, you know, despite shortcomings or, small hurdles that we know that we can conquer. So here I am, you know, still part of the movement, and I'm ready to get this, you know, thing up and rolling.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, it sounded a red alarm for me when, you know, it was my understanding. And just looking at Brother Ray's page, he has not posted since July. I believe it was July the 21st was his last post. And
yes,
it's
ma'am.
Alarming. You know, we have a sister, Sister Mary Neal, that comes on who advocates for the mentally ill who are incarcerated. Mm-hmm. And she talks all the time how people can just kind of disappear in the system, if you will. So, and when I saw this, that Brother Ray had not been posting, we had not heard anything from him, I reached out to you and you said that there was some effort to, you know, I guess, hush him because of the attention that they had drawn, both through the Boycott McDonald's movement, through the Free Alabama
yes.
movement, through support of the Mississippi Bells, through support of Free Florida, through support of the Free Mississippi movement. I don't know, I'm not sure if I mentioned that one or not, but I mean, they have a really good collective of incarcerated men and women who are pushing forward for this movement to be recognized and respected, and just to, you know, get basic needs met in the correction system, you know, from sanitary napkins to, you know, being able to see doctors when they need to be seen. So, like I said, when we haven't heard from Brother Ray, that's alarming to me. So, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, the Free Alabama movement, some of the things that you have to accomplish in the past, and, you know, what is its total overall vision for the Free Alabama movement?
Well, their vision is to, number one, is to, obtain, you know, in humane treatment for the inmates that are currently incarcerated. You know, as you know, and I don't know if many people know, but I will go ahead and state these facts here. There are over 2.2 million to be exact, people incarcerated. And that's like a 500% increase over the past 30 years. The bulk of those people that are incarcerated are Black males. And, you know, They're sitting in these facilities one on top of another. The state of Alabama is pretty much, you know, their facilities are, how can I say it? They are swamped. They are packed. These guys are sitting on top of each other. It's almost compatible to the, you know, to the slave ships, you know, Sister Tahira. You know, these guys are one on top of another. And the Free Alabama movement had decided, you know, that they were, you know, sick and tired of the men and women being treated, you know, inhumanely, not being able to have the, you know, the state, you know, required things, necessities that they need. You know, these guys are lacking. They're lacking in poor health care. They're lacking in, you know, food. They're lacking in, you know, space. They're lacking in so much in the state of Alabama, and not just the state of Alabama. We're talking about, you know, a lot of the facilities, you know, down south. Since I've been down south, I have come across so many discrepancies that these facilities, you know, have, you know, as far as the treatment of these inmates. And, you know, Brother Ray and Brother Kinetic and Brother Dati are the three guys who have started up the Free Alabama movement, who are pretty much protesting against this, and they have done it in a nonviolent way, but yet they have been, responded with violence. Mm-hmm. Brother Ray is being moved from facility to facility. They're trying to hush him, you know, and so they're trying to split these guys up to keep them from communicating from this movement moving forward. But we're not going to allow that to happen, needless to say. You know, there are plenty of people who have, you know, their back, and we will support them by all means necessary and at any cost. You know, of course, like you said, you haven't seen any posts from Melvin Ray, and that's because they have, you know, tried to break down his level of communication with, you know, with the Free Alabama movement and with the outside world, putting this message out here of what's going on with mass incarceration and trying to awaken the people on the reality of mass incarceration, you know, because it affects our community so much. In fact, it impacts our community a great deal, you know, and part of the reason why he was getting this information out here is because it needs to be brought to the awareness of our community what's really going on, and part of the reason why our community is suffering the way that it is. We are lacking in the, you know, the protection and the security that we need. As you can see, you know, it's obvious, it's on social media, it's on the news, it's in the newspaper. You know, look at our women. We're being murdered. We're being abused. We're being harassed. all this is coming from our lack of protection and security, and our lack of protection and security is being housed in these facilities. And these men are being stacked on top of each other. You know, they're not getting any, the necessary health care that is, required for them. They're not trying to rehabilitate these men in the event that they do allow them to come home. These men are not going to be properly prepared to deal with their families. They don't have life skills. And these are the things that are lacking. And these are the things that Free Alabama Movement is pressing for. They're pressing for, the right to be educated. The right to have, develop and have life skills, the right to have, adequate health care, the right to have, the necessary stuff, to survive. And they're not getting this stuff. And the, Department of Corrections is fighting against them more so than anything, but they are using more of a violent tactic against these men versus these men using a nonviolent approach. So, this is the reason why, Free Alabama Movement came about. It's because they're sick of it, and to be honest, everybody should be sick of it. We should all have a problem with what is going on with our black men out here being either murdered in the street, emasculated, or being incarcerated at high rates for long periods of time because it is affecting our families and our community as a whole.
You're absolutely right. And for those who want to check out the Free Alabama Movement, there are videos on YouTube that talk about the conditions there at the prison. And she's right. I do have pictures of a cell. I do have pictures of a sleeping quarters, if you will. And there's nothing more between a lot of these men except for maybe a 3-inch board that's approximately
eight.
But other than that, they're sleeping on a slab similar to what they have at the morgue, everybody that's listening. These are insane conditions. Now, there's one thing to be incarcerated, to be paying the cost, if you will, for committing a crime. But this has gotten to less than humane treatment, less than inhumane treatment. And they are definitely treating these men and women very much like slaves and property, more so than human beings. So please go on to YouTube. As a matter of fact, if you Google search Free Alabama Movement, several things are going to come up. There's also a petition, Sister Daughter. I don't know if you know anything about the petition or can tell us about that. But a demand for the removal of Warden Carter Davenport from the Alabama prison system. Are you aware of? Can you tell us a little bit about
it? Well, back in February of this year, myself and a few other women from the Mississippi Southern Belles, along with the Free Alabama Movement Mothers and Families, we protested out in the rain. It was cold and it was raining, but we were out there in support of our loved ones and family members regarding Davenport at St. Clair facility. This man is ridiculous, needless to say. It's hard to believe that, one of your own people would be so wicked and evil and vindictive and, manipulative against their own people. But, this is the reality of it. We protested for his removal, and lo and behold, we saw the effects of him being removed, but once again, now he's going to be returning. And there is a petition that is out here. We're trying to get him just pretty much up out of there. He needs to be gone. He needs not to be affiliated with ADOC, period. As of December 1st, he will become the warden for Holman. And we can't understand that. If this man, we've protested, what this man is capable of doing and what he has done, why is he able to be rehired and be relocated at another facility? And one of the biggest facilities that Alabama has as far as, their corrections. And this, we're really just upset about this whole thing. I have drafted a letter regarding some of the conditions that have been happening, you know, with home and prison. And once I got word about this man coming back, I have too this letter that I have drafted about why is this possible? Why, if you know that this man is capable of doing the things that he is doing or has done, why is he able to be rehired? You know, so it's this politics that's going on, you know, with the Department of Corrections is crazy, but it will continue to happen until the inmates that are inside stand up for their freedom and that the people outside support the inmates in the inside to get some of these people up out of here.
Mm-hmm. So the petition itself is on change.org. If you'd like to sign, please go there and do so. But again, it should come up when you look up the Free Alabama movement. And thank you for all your hard work, Sister Dara, because I know that it can be frustrating just dealing with the things that we deal with on a local level, let alone with trying to help those who are basically prisoners, captive of a system that we know do not care about them. So at the last point that you were able to speak to Brother Ray, he was still at St. Clair?
Well, I think the last time that I had personally spoke with him, he was still being housed at St. Clair. And then shortly after that, he was moved. He was moved and he has been shifted around ever since then. Like they're rotating him, you know, every couple of weeks or so that they're shifting him around to keep, you know, the breakdown of communication between him, you know, and anyone else, you know. And like I said, it doesn't matter how much they move him around, where they move him to, we will always find out what's going on with him and make sure that he is okay, you know. We don't want anything to happen to him, you know. He is it's detrimental that we keep up with what's going on with him, because we can't trust the fact that, you know, that they're not going to touch him, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, he is, you know, basically working against them, and he has a right to live, you know, in better conditions. And all the other men that are living under those conditions have a right to have better conditions than what they're living under. It doesn't make any sense that, you know, that they're piled on top of each other. You know, the numbers are ridiculous of how many are housed. I believe there are over 16,000 Black males that are incarcerated in the state of Alabama, you know, out of the total of over 27,000. That's a lot of our men just in that one state. Now, just imagine all 50 states combined. You know, like I said in the beginning, there's over 2 million people incarcerated. You know, a nice big bulk of that, over 700,000 of those, are Black males. The numbers for the incarcerated rate for Black males is higher than nine countries put together. Now, you know, those numbers are ridiculous. And the people who are suffering behind that the most are us women and our children. We suffer behind that, you know. And then what's more alarming is that the women's incarcerated rate is increasing. And what's even more alarming than that put together is that our children are being, you know, the fueling system for this whole thing. This is the reason why Melvin, you know, came up with the McDonald's campaign, the school-to-prison pipeline, because our children are being used to feed the system. If you, you know, look at the young lady who was tossed around by the officer in the school, you know, because she wouldn't respond and all this other. They have all these type of rules set up that are designed, you know, just like the system, that are designed to work against our children. You know, our children are not shooting up schools at a time. You know, the Columbine incidents and all that, that's where the zero tolerance came in. It came in from the Columbine, but who is it affecting? It is affecting our children out of our community, and they are using children to fuel the system even more, you know, and the women are now becoming a bigger part of the incarcerated, you know, numbers going up on a regular basis. Now, that 2.2 million, that's just what they have for right now. But we're not even talking about the incoming, the ones that are being processed in on a daily basis. So that number actually doesn't really speak, you know, the totality. That number is just, that is just a ballpark figure, if you will, because we still have more and more that are coming in, and they're coming in at younger ages, you know, coming from the school system. Some of them are leaving the school system, going straight to the penitentiary, you know, based off of how the system is designed, not only in the Department of Corrections, but the, how the system is designed in the school system. So these are the type of things that we need to be aware of. There's a lot of information out there on social media. You know, you can check out the Free Alabama Movement page. You can check out, you know, some of the other pages that are set up on Facebook to speak on this. Michelle Alexander has her own page. I advise everyone to take and get a copy of her book and read. She puts it down on how this system is working and why it's set up like this. And basically, it's an economic type thing. And that's the only way that this system is really going to be shut down, is why Melvin brought about this information out here, because the key to shutting down mass incarceration is through an economic fight. You know, they're using our men no different than they were in the days of old of slavery. This is just modern day slavery. They're using these men to produce military equipment, you know, food from McDonald's, food from Wendy's, you know, et cetera, the list goes on. And these corporations are profiting off of this. These private prisons are profiting. And this information has got to get out into our communities to bring awareness. It's not about just doing crime and time. You know, this is about money. And it always has been about money. It always has been about money, and not just recently. This goes back to the 1800s, Sister Tahira. This is nothing new. It's just the system gets revamped every time, and it gets revamped to benefit those who want to profit off of it.
And you're absolutely right, and it does come down to money, and it does equate to chattel slavery, Sister Dara. You're absolutely right on that. And, you know, as we know, when it comes to money, people lose their ethics. They lose their morals. They lose their wherewithal. But the good thing about it is that, you know, I know that it may be hard sometimes to see that movements are working, but I know in my mm-hmm. city, there are at least three McDonald's that have been closed in the past year, you know, and I'm talking about demolished. I'm not saying that, you know, somebody else is going to move in and take those facilities over. And, you know, hey, it could be because of the Free Alabama Movement. It could be because of, you know, finances. Anything could be the end result on the surface, if you will. But I know that mm-hmm. all this good work the Free Alabama Movement and Brother Ray and the other brothers and sisters are doing, you mm-hmm. know, is paying. And it's just going to take some time to continue to see things manifest themselves. So, you know, again, please, listeners, go to freealabamamovement.com, freealabamamovement.com. Check out the videos. Check out the peaceful protest and spoken word that's posted there. Please also check out the bill that's at the top of the page almost as soon as you get logged in. It says a bill entitled Alabama's Education, Rehabilitation, and Reentry Preparedness Bill. And, you know, mm-hmm. the things that these sisters are asking for on here are just ways for them to rehabilitate themselves. They're not asking to be sent to, you know, some resort somewhere where there's tennis and swimming. They're asking for basic necessities and basic human and educational rehabilitation type of needs. So Sister Dara, can you tell folks how they can get in contact with you if they want to get involved, if they'd like to donate to the Free Alabama Movement? How can they do that?
Sure. Free Alabama Movement on the website and on, I believe, on the Facebook page, there is a PayPal account that is set up that is designed, you know, strictly for donations to support. I will give, you know, my number. I'm sorry, I don't have the actual number in front of me to give you because I'm driving. But My number, if you want to get information regarding Free Alabama, is 901-513-7921. And if you would like to contact me, I can, you know, get that information to you. We're asking that any and everybody support the Free Alabama movement. Also to support, you know, what's going on in your city, in your state. You know, I'm from Cincinnati too, Sister Tahira, and, you know, the guys from Free Alabama Movement are working diligently with guys from Ohio. You know, they're working on national movements together, you know, because this thing is big. This thing is serious. And, you know, we want to get not only support for them, but we want to also, you know, help bring down the system with them. We want to be able to get what's due to them, even though they're prisoners, inmates. You know, they are still men. They are still human. They still have a right to have certain things. They still have a right to be rehabilitated so that when, if and when they do come home to their families, they still, you know, or of substance to be able to provide for their families. You know, it's a good thing, you know, that some of the developments that have happened with Obama still being in office, you know, banning the box and that type of stuff, you know, those type of things are helping, but we still need more. There still needs to be more action out here. You know, the release of those 6,000 prisoners from the, you know, from the federal facilities for nonviolent drug offenses, I applaud that, but at the same time, that's still not enough. That does not put a dent in the number of people that are incarcerated, you know. And mind you, the majority of the people that are incarcerated are poor people. You know, this system is crazy. You know, is based off of, you know, a few things. You know, one of them, you know, a lot of people say, you know, it's just not just the poor people. We're talking about, this is racism and classism. You know, this has to do with race and money. You know, poor people are being incarcerated for the smallest things, for minor infractions, for not paying fines, you know, and then their families are left to, you know, to struggle and still try to provide for their loved ones while they're inside, while the system is just milking the whole thing. While the system is just taking money out of poor people, you know, they are using the system, you know, to basically to just kind of wipe out, you know, poor people, if you look at it that way. We are struggling out here, and what we need to do is get awareness of what's going on and learn how to take action and not, you know, just because they're in jail that they deserve to be there. I do understand there are people who have committed heinous crimes that do deserve some form of time, but it still does not mean that they deserve to be treated inhumanely.
That's right. And I've never heard any of the brothers or sisters who have been on Sign of the Times before with you and Brother Ray and others say that, you know, they're not willing to pay the cost, if you will, for the crimes that they've committed. They realize that the prison system is there for a reason. They're just asking to not be mistreated in it. I know that the zero tolerance policy too, Sister Dara, we've had some questionable behavior practices here with the juvenile court system, Cincinnati public school system, and mm-hmm. the adult prison system. One, you know, they're being investigated because of the high amount of suspensions and expulsions and legal punishment that they're enacting on children at, you know, as soon as they hit the school system, just about in kindergarten and in the first grade. Some of these children are leaving these elementary schools in handcuffs. And we also are working with the adult system here with the Cincinnati Justice Center. They're getting drugs in there some sort of way. We've had a couple of people OD behind bars. So, you know, there's no way that that kind of operation could be happening unless it's being cooperated with, if you will, by those who have keys and those in who are positions of trust and authority within that system. So, you know,
exactly.
it's so comprehensive, the attack on us from the time that we take our first breath, just about. And you know, I personally have had some experience where we've been railroaded by the school and the juvenile court system with my twins and trumped up truancy charges. So I know that it happens. I know for a fact that it happens. And so I'm glad and I'm very proud of you, Sister Dara, you know, for the work that you're doing and appreciate the fact that you stuck with it. And we're going to find out what's going on with Brother Ray. Is there a campaign or anything going on specifically to make sure that Brother Ray doesn't continue to be lost in the system, if you will, until we can, you know, get him, I guess, settled back in a place where he can fully communicate with us again?
Well, we have decided that we were going to get together and have a conference call and discuss that matter. However, if anybody would like to support Brother Ray and the two other guys, you know, Brother Kinetic and Brother Dati, because these guys are also still in solitary confinement along with Brother Ray. And mind you, these guys have been there almost 2 years, 2 years to date, you know. They're not trying to let these gentlemen out of solitary. You know, they find them to be a threat, a security threat to the system. So, you know, I'm asking that everybody show some type of support for, you know, these three guys and any political prisoner in that manner. And by writing the commissioner, you know, we have letter writing campaigns that we're developing. We have one that is specific for, Brother Kinetic, which is Robert Earl Council, who works in conjunction with Brother Melvin, and we will be developing more to get these guys up out of there, out of solitary. There's just no reason why they should be in solitary for this long period of time if they have not been a physical threat. Now, the system looks at them as a security threat because they are speaking out. So we are asking, you know, if you want to support these gentlemen, please, you know, write Commissioner Jeffrey Dunn. Let me see if I can get that information for you. Jeffrey Dunn is at 301 South Ripley Street, P.O. Box 301-501, Montgomery, Alabama, 36130, and express your concerns, you know, your frustrations that, you know, that you have against this system, and show these guys some support. We will keep, you know, everyone posted with any type of developments that we have as far as campaigns, protests, or anything regarding, you know, ADOC or anything national. This stuff will be posted. You know, I'm always on Facebook. I'm always, you know, putting things out there. I'm always trying to educate, get people awakened, you know, about the situation, because, like I said, it affects us great in a, you know, a horrific manner. It's unbelievable how we are suffering, and now our children are being sucked into this vacuum. And like you said, you know, look at the system, the juvenile system. All of that is designed, Sister Tahira, to feed into the next thing. That's why they call it the school to prison pipeline. It's all set up this way. You know, our children should not be getting suspended, you know. But, you know, once again, you know, this is where it is imperative that you kind of reconsider the type of education system that you are putting your kids into. You know, these are some of the things that we as, you know, a Black community need to start thinking about, you know, putting our kids in our, you know, developing our own schools, homeschooling, and putting our kids in the school system that we've designed, that we've created, that, you know, the curriculum is based off of, you know, the things that our children need to learn. You know, look at the children in Missouri that are the college students that are protesting. You know, they stand in solidarity with each other, and I support them 100%. You know, but, you know, and here comes my butt, and I'm sorry, you know, it might offend some people, attending their own schools, these are the type of issues they would not have to deal with, okay? You know, I think one of the worst things that ever happened to the school system after, you know, growing up in the school system and learning and educating myself about what's going on, I think one of the worst things we did was integrate the schools. You know,
yes.
The schools, you know, have been set up to work against us, you know. They allowed us to come in, but then they revamped the system to work against us, and now that is quite obvious.
Yep, and we see it every day. And you know, there is something that we can choose to do about it. We can homeschool and build networks mm-hmm. amongst each other if we have to start, you know, on social media to make that happen. So, Sister Dara, can you please repeat that contact information again for us?
Sure. And you're speaking of the contact information for the commissioner in Alabama?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's Jeff Dunn at 301 South Ripley Street, P.O. Box 301-501 is the P.O. Box number. That's in Montgomery, Alabama, 36130. And my number is 901-513-7921. If you would like to contact me, you can, you know, contact me by text messaging or, you know, leave a voicemail if I do not answer. You know, you can even hit me up on my inbox on my Facebook page, and I will provide any type of information that you're seeking in effort to support Free Alabama Movement. You know, and Brother Melvin, Brother Kinetic, and Brother Dottie.
Okay, we also have a phone number. The phone number for the commissioner is area code 334-353-3883.
Thank you,
you're welcome.
Thank you so much.
334-353-3883. And again, his name is Jeffrey F. Dunn, and his assistant is Paula Argo, A-R-G-O. And her phone number is area code 334-353-8-7. Again, Commissioner Dunn's assistant is Paula Argo, A-R-G-O, and her phone number is 334-353-3870. Sister Dara, you've got a caller in queue. Can you take a call real quick?
Sure. By all means.
Okay. Hold on, everybody. Blog Talk acting crazy. I'm trying to open up your mic, caller 0876. Please sit tight for me for a second. I've got to reboot. Sister Dara, can you again talk about the Mississippi bills? We didn't talk a little bit about them this evening.
Well, to be honest, Mississippi Southern Bells still does exist. However, I am no longer with Mississippi Southern Bells. They are still in Mississippi, you know, doing their thing. I mean, it's kind of hard to touch on that, you know, considering that I'm no longer affiliated with Mississippi Southern Bells. That happens to be another story. But
okay.
They are still available on the Facebook page. So if anyone wants to get information regarding Mississippi Southern Bells, they can go ahead and pull up their Facebook page, and the information will still be available on that page.
All right. 0876, welcome to Sign of the Times. Who are we speaking with?
Peace and blessings, Sister Queen. How y'all doing tonight? This is Brother Hess, man. I was just chiming in real briefly. I seen the show topic, and I just wanted to give encouragement to the sister. And also wondering, do y'all got like any kind of like GoFundMe account or something for the Brother Ray? And is there any way we can put some money on his books or something like that, or do they got his accounts frozen and stuff too?
You know what, to be honest, I will have to check into that. I'm not for certain if he does have access to having money on his account. If you don't mind, if you can give me a moment, I can see if I can touch bases with someone to see, you know, the status on that and give Sister Tahira the information, and we'll give you some feedback on it.
Okay, thank you so much. Sister Vanessa, you can just inbox me if everything is good, or you can get in contact with me. You know how to reach out to me, okay?
Right. I appreciate your call, Brother Hess. Take care.
All right. Peace and blessings. You too.
All right, Sister Dara. Yeah, if we could go ahead and get that contact information from you, you can inbox
sure.
it to me or give me a call. And
I
then,
sure
you know,
will.
Let's keep the attention on them. They can't do this kind of stuff and then, you know, think that it's okay and that nobody's watching.
No, they can't. And I'm also speaking in regards to not just the state of Alabama. We need to consider all states involved. We need to consider Ohio just as well, Mississippi. We need to consider Louisiana. We need to consider Florida. You know, like I said, this is affecting us nationwide, you know. And I also, you know, would like to even bring up that even now it is becoming a problem in Europe, you know, that our people are being incarcerated in a high, you know, at high numbers in, you know, across the seas. So this goes to show you, number one, that this is more of a racism thing before anything else. You know, it affects the poor people, but it is a black problem, too. And we have got to recognize what's going on. We have got to educate ourselves as a community and understand that we are being targeted purposely for this, you know, and that this problem is going to be an ongoing problem until we do something about it economically. We have got to stop, and I can't stress it enough, we have got to stop supporting companies, manufacturers, organizations, you know, corporations and all that who participate in this type of, you know, private prison industry and, you know, and this modern day slave, you know, labor that is, these prisoners are dealing with. We're talking about these guys and, or, you know, I'm not just going to say the guys, that these inmates are getting up early in the morning and working from sun up to sun down and not making any type of wages, you know, and they're, you know, mass producing things for companies. And we are out here, we're the people that are out here, we're consumers, and little do we know, we're contributing to their demise. You know what I'm saying? So this is the type of things that we are trying to get out here to get people to understand that, you know, this is all about money. The system is all about money. It's not about rehabilitation. It's not about correction. It's not about any of that. It's about making that money. And everybody's getting paid off of it except for who need it the most, and that is the families of the incarcerated and the incarcerated themselves.
Well, thank you again, Sister Dara. I just want to, you know, stress again that people can call and write to Commissioner Jefferson S. Dunn at the Alabama Department of Corrections, 301 South Ripley Street, P.O. Box 301-501, Montgomery, Alabama, 36130-1501 is the zip code. And again, the commissioner's phone number is area code 334-353-3883. 334-353-3383, and his assistant is Miss Argo, and let me pull her phone number again. Paula Argo, her phone number is 334-353-3870. So please help Sister Dara, the Free Alabama Movement, Brother Ray, and the other brothers and sisters who are behind enemy lines, if they will, because certainly if the shoe was on the other foot, we would be asking for everybody on the outside to advocate and help us as well. So thank you again, Sister Dara. Please come back on, you know, maybe in about 2 weeks, just to update everyone on, you know, how the process is going with Brother Ray and if we've been able to get him in one spot yet, because I would like to have him back on as soon as possible,
sure,
too, just to, you know, touch bases with them. And please send our love to all the brothers and sisters who are behind enemy lines. Let them know that Sign of the Times and the UAC are here to help, and we're going to definitely pick this thing up and try to aid you all in any way we possibly can.
Sure. And I appreciate you giving us the time, you know, to bring this awareness out for the state of Alabama and other states, and the, you know, basically the national fight for freedom for these, you know, for these guys and those who are behind enemy lines that are fighting for their freedom. You know, we have more developments coming out. We do have, you know, a page that will be coming out soon regarding wrongful convictions. That is another factor that contributes to mass incarceration, which is a very big thing. As you can see, that more and more men and women are being released due to wrongful convictions because, you know, the system, you know, is, like I said, is set up to work against us. So I want, you know, everyone to keep their eyes peeled open. I will make sure that I get that information regarding Brother Ray, if he is available to receive anything. Also, I would like to put out there for the other, one of the other brothers that it works in conjunction with Melvin Ray would be Robert Earl Council. He has a letter writing campaign that is set up for him and his conditions. He's suffering from medical conditions, and this Department of Corrections in Alabama is not being very cooperative and seeing to it that he is, you know, that he is getting the medical treatment that is necessary in addition to the conditions that he is living in also at home in, you know, and also to once again, you know, bring awareness that, we, you know, there's a problem with this Davenport coming back to run anything in the Department of Corrections in Alabama. And I will make sure that I get that information out. I'm sorry I'm not as prepared, but I'm multitasking right now. But I do appreciate, once again, Sister Tahira, you allowing us to have this time on Sign of the Times to bring awareness to what's really going on here in the Department of Corrections.
Ashe, absolutely. That's what we're here for. So, you know, we'll be back tomorrow night, and we'll repeat this information again with Brothers of the Sun on Friday. And, you know, it'll be on our Facebook pages, myself, Queen Tahira, Sign of the Times, New Power Radio Network, The New Black Code, and The Blackboard. So please look for it there. Thank you to all the listeners. Thank you to callers. And thank you, Sister Dara. Keep up the good work here, and let me know if you need anything from us.
Sure, I sure will. Peace and blessings, Sister Tahira.
All right, peace and blessings, sis. All right, y'all, we'll see you tomorrow night at 6 p.m. with Brothers of the Sun. In the meantime, between time, we love y'all. Hang in there, and reach out to us on Facebook if you need anything. We'll talk to you tomorrow night at 6 p.m.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter. And all the niggas in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Marley Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da-ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Pizza, Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. I made the change from a common thief to up close and personal with Robin Leach. And I'm far from cheap. I smoke dope with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear. Putting 5 carats in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging, celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimps the act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive and it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know.